From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Nearly 6 weeks after the attacks, many people still feel uncomfortable about flying. That's having a devastating effect on airlines. United Airlines has warned that the company will fold if it cannot reverse its losses. To cut costs, most of the nation's airlines have reduced their schedules and seating capacity, and they've announced massive layoffs. But the timing and the methods that airlines are choosing to let their employees go vary dramatically, as NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Even before September 11th, most of the nation's airlines were facing major financial problems. The terrorist attacks made their predicament even worse. Frank Larkin, a spokesman for the International Association of Machinists, says then the airline's future became more uncertain than ever, so most chose to make deep cuts to their workforce.
There was probably very little analysis that could be applied to what was going to happen next because there's really nothing to compare it with. They expected this was going to have a far-reaching effect. Airlines' profit margins are generally close to the bone, so they were, I think, looking at worst-case scenarios.
In all, more than 100,000 airline employees, including ticket agents, pilots, baggage handlers, and machinists, were slated to lose their job. But more than a month after the cuts were announced, it's still uncertain how many pink slips have actually been handed out.
I don't think the airlines would be choosing to release or provide a running tally of that figure. They would only do so at certain points in time.
Philip Bagley, an airline analyst with Standard & Poor's, says many airlines are choosing to stay mum about the numbers and the timings of the job cuts until they release their third quarter earnings or losses several weeks from now. Bagley says laying off thousands of people is a complex and laborious process. It can involve long negotiations with the unions. And each airline is handling the layoffs differently, depending on their circumstances.
Some of the airlines which are in better shape financially, such as Delta, have been able to be a bit more generous with their employees or try to rely more on retirements with cash buyouts.
Delta is waiting until the 1st of November to see how many employees take leaves of absences or severance packages. It plans to reduce its workforce by 13,000. American Airlines says it didn't have that luxury of time. 20,000 employees were let go in one fell swoop. A spokeswoman said some employees retired early, but most were laid off. United Airlines says it still doesn't know where all of its 20,000 job cuts are coming from. Mike Wascom, a spokesman for the Air Transport Association, a trade group for the airline industry, says still other airlines have reversed their initial estimates.
Continental originally announced 12,000 layoffs. That's since been reduced to 11,000. Similarly, Northwest originally announced 10,000. That's now down to 9,000.
Wascom says each airline is still assessing its financial situation, which largely depends on bringing back passengers. Steve Lott is a business editor for Aviation Daily. He says some airlines may be moving slower to see how things develop.
The hope is that airlines will not have to cut as many jobs as previously announced, and they'll be able to either slow the growth of these cuts or even bring some people back.
Still, Lott says the major carriers are bracing for steep losses over the next two quarters. That's going to depend on what developments unfold in the near future and whether nervous travelers will start flying again. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.